Well, once again here at the first annual Chicken Media Summit here in North Carolina, and sitting in front of me is Bill Ronick. He is the Senior Vice President for the National Chicken Council. Well, Bill, thank you for being a sponsor for this event. I know the media has definitely enjoyed it and learned a lot. Yesterday, we toured everything from the hatching process to when it's packaged and everything in between. And today, our first panel was talking with executives of chicken companies from across the country. Tell us a little bit first about why this is the first time the tour aspect of the industry. So why was that so important for you guys?
Well, we think it was important because we are hearing from consumers and people who follow the industry that you need to be more open and more transparent. You need to show people where their food comes from. And it's a I'll call it a criticism, but it's not criticism just of chicken. It's the entire food industry. Mm-hmm. We need to understand better where our food is and what's in our food. And so it finally registered with us that we need to find an opportunity to be more transparent, more open. And the Sanderson Farms company was very gracious and agreed to do that. They have a wonderful facility. And I not only enjoyed seeing the people going through the tour, but the questions they asked. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we sit in our office and think we know what people know, but we discovered, that there really is a lot that people would like to know and don't know.
Well, thank you once again for the opportunity, and thanks again to Sanderson Farms for being that transparent. And transparency was one of the big topics today during the panel, as well as sustainability and looking globally at the market and the outlook for the future when it comes to feeding the world for the next 30, 40, 50 years. I'm kind of hit on some of the questions the panelists answered today.
Well, there was a broad cross-section of questions and some good answers to go with those questions. So I was really pleased with the variety and the topics that we covered. One, I think, was important is, and two, the companies are publicly traded, and so it's very sensitive in a sense of how they answer the questions. But I thought they were very open and very candid. Yes. In how they responded, and especially on feed costs. And we talked a bit about what's the size of the corn crop going to be. It's, right now it's delayed because of the cold weather and wet weather, unlike last year when we got the crop in early. So there's a lot of concern. I'm not going to use the word nervous because that's premature to say that, but there's a lot of concern that the corn crop gets up and really have this bumper crop that USDA and other folks are predicting. And also what the panel talked about was not just the price of feed, but the volatility of those ingredients that goes up, it goes down. And so as a company, if you want to be sustainable in terms of staying in business, you need to estimate, make a decision at the right time when corn is more favorable than when it's not. And that's the challenge.
Well, we talked briefly about sustainability, and it seems that sustainability is kind of a buzzword, you know. And I think it was Bill Lovett that talked about when we think of sustainability, we need to think of the people, the planet, and then again, profitability. Can you kind of hit on that?
Yes. The sustainability, personally, I thought it was a little bit premature, but once again, that's because I guess I live in my own little igloo and don't really listen to the people that are really concerned and really driving what we think and do about our food business. But sustainability, and I've talked to people in the cattle industry and hog industry and even produce and vegetables, how do you really, in a genuine way, not convince, but educate, share with the end consumer that what you're doing with modern agriculture is, in fact, sustainable and is not harming the environment. So a lot of folks think, okay, we go back to backyard gardens or backyard chicken flocks or whatever, and that looks great and feels great, but that, unfortunately, is not the definition of sustainable. What you've got to be in terms of sustainable is using less natural resources to produce more food. And as they talked about, 9 billion people in 2040, 2050 is a lot of people, and if we're going to allow them to have animal protein in their diet in an affordable way, we've got to be not just sustainable, but we've got to be sustainable in an efficient, productive way.
Thanks for explaining that, because that is something that I know the general consumer doesn't quite understand, and that's part of telling our story when it comes to agriculture. Let's talk a little bit about the global market. A chart was shown today that showed that U.S. and Brazil Brazil were about the only two countries in the world that are have a surplus or meeting the demand when it comes to protein, and specifically chicken. And the rest of the country was in the red zone, and they were deficient. So how do does the chicken industry look at filling those deficiencies?
Good question. And one of the graphs, or one of the slides we saw today, talked about the three-legged stool, that we have to have the grain farmers, we have to have the chicken producers, and then we have to have the logistics, the transportation to get it all done. And in the United States, luckily, we've been able to keep that balance, that three-legged stool, in a good way to move forward. In Brazil, as was mentioned, they do have good farmers and they do have good processing plants, but because of government, I'll call it, lack of investment in the infrastructure, they've not been able to really deliver the grain and oil seeds to the market in an efficient way. Now, they're investing tremendous amounts of money in that effort, but in that sense, they're behind us. But they are good competitors, and they will continue to be very good competitors in the years ahead.
What's the take-home message that you want to send home with all the media here this week?
Well, you know, the simple, keep it simple. We think chicken is a wonderful, affordable, nutritious, offers a lot of variety, both whether you buy it at the supermarket or at food service, or our customers overseas who enjoy the dark meat, the leg quarters. So the takeaway is chicken is a wonderful product. We hope that when you leave, you know more about our product and feel more comfortable sharing with your readers and viewers and listeners about chicken. And if we have accomplished that a little bit, then we think our time and effort here is well done.
Well, thank you, Bill. Once again, talking with Bill, who is the Senior Vice President of the National Chicken Council, here at the first annual Chicken Media Summit here in North Carolina. I am Jamie Johansson.